When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. My guest is contributor to Audiophile, Alan Minskoff. And he said it's a packed week this week, and so far, so good, Alan.
I could not agree more. Today is a packed book. This is the Penguin Book of the Modern American Short Story, and the readers alone are worth your time. You know a lot of these people, and all of our listeners do too. This Cassandra Campbell, who we'll hear from. There is Aaron Bennett. There is Scott Brick. Ramon de Ocampo, who is one of my favorites. It's edited by John Freeman, who must read and listen more than any man alive, because he is an anthologist par excellence, and I think he's done a very fine job with this anthology.
And so many of these people are golden voices. Cassandra, Ramon, Scott. It's extraordinary.
It truly is. And what we'll hear later is Cassandra at her best. I didn't think she could do any better than Where the Crawdads Sing, but she does an outstanding job, and we'll hear from her. But the story collection spans 50 years, and it has really remarkable diversity and power. It ranges from writers as diverse as Raymond Carver to Stephen King, Grace Paley to Karen Russell, Lauren Groff, and Edwidge Dandika. There's something for everyone, and I think that especially in the summertime, there's something wonderful about the short story. You don't have to spend as much time with it, and yet there's a lot of payoff in these.
It's interesting, too, because over 50 years, stories have changed. The structures of short stories have changed. There was a time when plot was less emphasized, though short stories, certainly, they're not plot-driven, that's for damn sure, but where it's more observant and descriptive. And so I'm sure the book reflects that as well.
It certainly does. Certainly the more recent stories, some of those are like incident-driven, and there are some flash fiction in here. So there's some very fine, very short pieces as well. Couple of long pieces, and look, no one will be equally impressed with everything, but it's quite a fine collection, and I think people will enjoy it. It's lengthy, but the stories, like I said, they're not only varied, but they're quite powerful. I mean, I am a fan of Karen Russell, Lauren Groff, and the Raymond Carver story is unlike a lot of other Raymond Carver. It's an earlier story, and it has a powerful plot, and the writing is impressive throughout.
And I read the book also includes, and I'm using inverted commas here, genre writing. So it includes science fiction. It includes fantasy.
Yes, it has Ursula Le Guin in it, and it has a couple of others who you would say are on that part of the spectrum. Karen Russell, you know, is kind of a magic realist in and of herself.
Yeah, she is. I think she's wonderful.
I do too.
So we're going to hear Cassandra Campbell, and what is she going to read?
She is reading from the inimitable Susan Sontag, and it's a powerful and prescient story called The Way We Live Now.
Oh my God, that's the title of a Trollope book.
And I'm sure Susan Sontag knew that.
I think there's very little she didn't know. Yes, I think that's true. Okay, so this is an excerpt from The Way We Live Now by Susan Sontag, read by Cassandra Campbell, and it's from the Penguin Book of the Modern American Short Story.
It was only in the last 6 months that he had the metallic taste of panic in his mouth, because becoming seriously ill was something that happened to other people. A normal delusion, he observed to Paolo, if one was 38 and had never had a serious illness. He wasn't, as Jen confirmed, a hypochondriac. Of course, it was hard not to worry. Everyone was worried. But it wouldn't do to panic because, as Max pointed out to Quentin, there wasn't anything one could do except wait and hope. Wait and start being careful. Be careful and hope.
Oh, God, yeah, that was the AIDS crisis,
absolutely,
wasn't it?
And what I admire so much about Cassandra Campbell is she's an actress. And she's able to act out the central voice as well as the other characters. She really gets to the center of this story, which is quite powerful. And of course, it does bring up the crisis in a fictional but really true way.
Yeah, she is a wonderful, wonderful narrator. I mean, we know she was just named a Golden Voice, and I was lucky enough to be able to talk to her, which meant that, of course, I knew her work, but to do a deep dive into Cassandra Campbell, oh my God, she's extraordinary.
And very busy and very accomplished. I mean, I think, like I said, she has read some of the biggest bestsellers as well as literary fiction, and that's just scratching the surface.
Absolutely. Okay, this is The Penguin Book of the Modern American Short Story, edited by John Freeman, read by Cassandra Campbell, Scott Brick, Frankie Corzo, Aaron Bennett, et al. Many, many, many excellent narrators, many of them Golden Voices. So wonderful. That's a great one. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Today's episode of Behind the Mic is sponsored by Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind, featuring dramatized adaptations of fantasy and sci-fi novels by Brandon Sanderson, Peter V. Brett, Brent Weeks, Elizabeth Moon, Simon R. Green, and more. Find out all about it at graphicaudio.net. And then go to audiophilemagazine.com, where you can see reviews of literally hundreds of audiobooks so you can make an informed choice about your next listen. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.